The learning today should be a schus for the Isha HaChoyla, Malka Esther Bas Tzipor, who needs a refuah shleima. Yesterday we discussed a little bit the topic of Tesamid Aleph, the Tosfos Dibur HaMaskil, is Mansha Hisra Bohem, where Tosfos talks about the din of Ein Eid Nasa Dayan, that it depends Ruh Bayom or Ruh Balayla. This issue comes up every single day of the year, almost every single day of the year, except for Shabbos and Yontif, when you give a get. Let's say a woman, there's a couple that's married, they live in a neighborhood. Everybody knows that that's the husband, that's the wife, and these are the children. Our children go to school with her children. And one fine day the husband disappears and the wife says that she's divorced. So how do we believe that? Do we believe the wife that she's divorced? So if a woman comes from Eretz Yisrael, a woman comes from a foreign country and she says, Eishu Yisrisho Yisri Benizgarashti. So that's a peshosa, peshehita. We didn't know where she was, whether she was married or not. She says, hey, she says, so you see, that's called shavi anafshe, chaticha disur. She's an amenas alatzma. Adam lemon alatzmo. They know the benatzma liatzma. Adam lemon alatzma to say, hey, she says, and even though it's a dovish of the erva, so you should require to aid him. But that's shavi anafshe, chaticha disur. And then the woman says, toke de dibor. Hey, she says, he, she even is garashti. So the Mishnah says, in subas, afkabes, a peshosa, peshehita. But if the woman lived in the neighborhood, we knew that she was married for 25 years. We know she's married. So all of a sudden, the husband disappears. And the woman says she's gonna remarry. She says she got divorced, she's gonna remarry. So the Mishnah says she's ain't in a menace. The woman is not believed to say nizgarashti unless she produces two eidim who say that she was divorced. So you have to tie the eidim down. One of the eidim are going to move to Medina Sayam. One of the eidim are going to die. So how is she going to be able to prove that she's a pnuya, that she's allowed to remarry? So you have the eidim, write it down on a shtar. So even if the eidim sign, she has a shtar. What do you mean the eidim write it down? That's mipim olam piksovim. It's only good. You can only write a shtar if it's authorized midas hamaschayim. That's what all the Rishonim ask. Ksuba, the Tosis and Ksuba, Zafchof and Menalev, going over to Amid Beis, and the Balamor and Yevom is Zafchof and Aleph, and all the Rishonim assume like that. How can you ever have an institution of Shtar? What happened? Isn't it always a violation of the Dim? It Pim alone picks up. So the Tosis and all the Rishonim answer that if the Shtar is authorized by the Das HaMeschayev, then it's a good Shtar. If it's not authorized by the Das HaMeschayev, then it's no good, it Pim alone picks up. So what do you mean? Who's the Das HaMeschayev over here? What, the husband is going to say, I authorized the Eidim to write a shtar that I divorced her. So that's the question. Is that called the Das HaMeschayev? The Das HaMeschayev, the term, only makes sense in Didi Mominus, in Issa Beheter. It doesn't make any sense. So there is a Tosfos in Gittin where Tosfos writes like that. If the husband divorced the wife, and then the husband, the wife wants to be able to prove that she's allowed to remarry, so the husband can authorize the Eidim, write a shtar. I'm the Das HaMeschayev, writer of Shtar that I divorced her, and she's allowed to remarry. That's what the Tosfos in Gittin writes like that. Husband gave his wife a get, and she's already divorced, and now he's going to give her another Shtar, should serve as the Shtar Raya that she was divorced. But there's a famous Hagos Mordechai, in the very beginning of Chosha Mishpat, you have so Yisachoshim wrote a whole sefer, and then the Nesibis wrote the whole chibur on Chosha Mishpat. A lot of times he disagrees with the Yisachoshim. So the Yisachoshim wrote a few answers. Let's say the Nesibis has 500 kashas against the Yisachoshim. So the Yisachoshim answered maybe 10 of the kashas, and he says, I have to root them on all the 500 kashas. So he wrote the Meshevev Nesibis, the response to the Nesibis. So this is in the beginning of Chosha Mishpat. The Meshev and Nesivis quotes this idea from the Hagos Mordechai that they can't have a shtar raya by a divorce. The husband doesn't have the status of a das hamaschayev. The whole terminology, the whole concept of das hamaschayev is out of place in Issa Behet. It only makes sense in Didi Mominus. The loyve can authorize the aid and write a shtar that I owe the malva money. The one who sold karka to the lekech says, write a shtar that the karka no longer belongs to me. Makes a hidos valdin. The karka belongs to the lekech. Or the mekabel matane gave the karka a matana. Okay. But in Issa Beheter, it's a tiny, it doesn't make sense. So how is the woman say, if you should assume like that, Hagos Mordechai against the Tosfos, there's no such thing, not shaykh for the husband to authorize the edim to write Ashtar Raya, that the woman is divorced. So how is she going to be able to prove that she's divorced? So she holds on to the get. That was Bizman Igmar, she held on to the get. So how is that good? Where's the Das HaMeschayif? So the answer is, Ashtar has to be written by Das HaMeschayif. The fact that the Torah says the only way to get divorced is by get, the only way for the husband to, unless he commits suicide, then she'll be an almana. But the only way for the husband to be matur his wife is by giving her a get. So obviously the Torah says the husband has a status of a das meschayev with respect to authorizing the writing of the get to divorce her. So once the Torah says he's a das meschayev, otherwise there's no shtar at all. He can't serve as a shtar kinyan either. So the husband is considered the das meschayev to authorize the writing of the get for the kinyan, for the gerushin purposes. So then the Gemara says, there's a Mishnah in Gittin, lists off a series of takonis, mepnei tikkun ha'olam, starting from Perek HaShalech, and the fourth Perek. That's where you have Prusbel, that's where you have all kinds of takonis, the Rabbanim, the coin should be mochel on his kovet, he should always take first aliyah, variety of different takonis. Wherever you left the Yerev for the last 10 years, you should continue leaving the Yerev in that apartment, shouldn't switch, various takonis. So the Mishnah lists off this takana as well. Sheyuhu Eidim Chosmim Malaget, Mepnei Tikkun Olam. The Eidim should sign Mepnei Tikkun Olam. What do you mean to the Gemara says Mepnei Tikkun Olam? They're Isahu. That's a get. Of course a get needs Eidim Chosmim. The Gemara says no. There's a Machlokes HaTanaim, Rab Meir and Rab Loza, with Eidim Chosmim Karsi, already Mesira Karsi, and Machlokes HaTanaim by all Shtoris. So according to the Tana Rab Meir, every Shtar Kenyan needs Eidim Chosmim. Ashtarai, everybody agrees you need Eidich Hasim. If you don't have Eidich Hasim, it doesn't, can't serve as Ashtarai. But Ashtar Kinyan is a Machleg Zab Meir and Rab Lozen. So according to Rab Meir, every Ashtar Kinyan has to start off as Ashtarai. Every Ashtar has to have Eidich Hasim. But the Gemara said, we don't pass like Rab Meir, we pass like Rab Lozen. So the husband can give his wife a get, he'll authorize the Sefer to write a get, and he'll give the get in the presence of two witnesses. He won't have any Eidich Hasim. So they made an Eitzah Teiva mit the Rabbanon. It's not really a Takana. Taisa says it's an Eitzah Teiva mit the Rabbanon. Yehu Eidim, Chos Mim Al HaGet, Mifnei Tikkun HaOlam. Why? So the Gemara says, maybe the Eidim will go to Medina Sayam, and maybe the Eidim will die. So how's the woman going to be able to prove that she's divorced? Now she goes to a different country, and she'll be Nemanis with that Pesha Asa Pesha Hita. She'll say, hey, she's Ish, she even is Garashti. But if she stays in the same locality where we knew for years, we knew for 25 years the woman was married, how will she be Nemanis to say Nizgarashti? So she has to produce the Eidim. So what are you going to do if the Eidim die? The Eidim move away to Medina Sayam. So that's why they made a Takana. So the Hagos Martchai says, why don't you ask the husband to write a Rishtar Raya? Because he says, there is no such thing. He doesn't agree with Tosis and Gittin. There is no such thing as a Shtar Raya on Gerushin because the husband is not a Das HaMeschayev. The terminology, Das HaMeschayev, only makes sense in Didi Maminis. So the Mishnah gives the Eitzah Teiva, let the husband tell the Eidim to sign the get. So that'll be good. That the husband is a Das HaMeschayev with respect to authorizing the writing of the get for the Gerushin purposes. So once he's a Das HaMeschayev to create the Gerushin, so he's a Das HaMeschayev to have the Eidim sign also, and the get should serve as a Shtar Rayin. So Bizman HaGemara, that was an Eitzah. The husband gives his wife a get, and she walks around with the get, she holds on to the get, and that's our proof that Nizgarsha. That proves that Nizgarsha. Yeah, but Bizman HaZeh, we have a practice that we don't let the woman walk around with the get. The rabbi who is beside of the get usually takes back the get and keeps it on his file. So the woman walks around with no Raya at all. I remember there was an Asik in Philadelphia. I used to live in Philadelphia. So there was the Shamus in one of the shuls used to write Gittin. He decided, hung up a shingle, international business. He's writing Gittin. He didn't know Hilchas Gittin. So the rabbis didn't realize what was going on until a woman came to remarry. And the rabbi said, you have a documentation that you had a get. So she shows the get. She's holding on to the get. So they asked her, who did the get for you? The minik today for centuries is, the woman doesn't walk around with the get anymore. Bizman HaTanaim, Bizman HaGemara, the woman walk around with the get. She holds on to the get, and we assume HaKol B'Hech Shana, so the get is made, not only that the husband, at the time the Eidim sign the get, all they know is the husband has displayed an interest in divorcing his wife. He didn't divorce her yet. That's it. The husband lives in New York, and the wife lives in California now. They're separated for years. Then he sends a shlech to deliver the get. So the Edom who signed on the get in New York could die before the get is delivered in California. So what do you mean that the get testifies that they're divorced? The get only testifies they know the husband expressed an interest in divorcing his wife. That at the time that they signed, that's all they know. But then, once the Baal HaShtar is holding on to it, the Das HaMeschayev is the one who authorizes the writing of the Shtar, just the terminology. Das HaMeschayev is the one who authorizes the writing of the Shtar, the Loive, or the Moicher by the Karka, or the Baal, by the Get, or by the Kiddushin. And the Baal HaShtar is the one to whom the Shtar is handed over. So once the Baal HaShtar, here it's a female, here she's the Baalas HaShtar. Okay. So once the Baalas HaShtar is holding on to the Shtar, and she tainis, and she claims, not only my husband expressed an interest in divorcing me, he did divorce me, he gave me the get. I didn't pick it up, it wasn't Kligitach Malgabi Karka. He gave it to me in the presence of two kosher Edim, and everything was done Kedas V'Kaloche. So then we say, Mistama HaKol Behech Shanasa. We say, this is all included in Hagodah Seidus of the Edim. Even though the Edim may have died before that happened. The Edim only signed at the time that they knew that there was an interest. The husband expressed an interest in divorcing his wife, and the Edim signed. So at the time they signed, all they know is that he's interested in divorcing his wife. But then if the get pops up in the hands of the wife, she claims, HaKol Behech Shanasa. So we say, this too is included in the Hagodah Seidus of the Shtar. So in the days of the Gemara, that was the solution. The woman holds on to the get. But it's already many centuries, she doesn't hold on to the get. If the woman is holding on to the get, there's a siman, there's something fishy. The rabbi, the person who made the get, probably is not a knowledgeable individual, probably not qualified to do get. So how's the woman going to prove that she's divorced? So the minig is, the practice from many centuries is, you convene a bezna of three, and they see the way the get is given over, and we say, Loite shmir gedoy lemiria. Why do you have to have Adam testify in front of bezna that the woman was in Zgarsha? The three members of the bezna. You have a rabbi and you have two Adam, so they constitute a bezna. So the three members of the bezna see that the husband divorced his wife. They were there from the beginning to the end. The husband comes with ID, comes with his passport, the wife shows her passport, who's the husband, that's the wife. Or someone comes to identify, otherwise maybe it's her boyfriend. Maybe her boyfriend comes and he's claiming that he's the husband and he's giving her a get and he's telling the first husband's name. So you have to ascertain, this is really the husband and the wife. And then the rabbi with the two Edim saw the way the husband authorized the sefer to write the get was written, and then it was given. The husband gave the get to the wife. So then the three members of the bezin, we say, they don't have to hear from other Edim that the husband divorced them. They watch them at the beginning to the end. They know that they're married, husband and wife, and they know that he said he wants to give a get, and he told the sefer to write and shun. The husband gave the get to the wife. So they write. So then the bezin writes what we call in Yiddish a ptur. The bezin writes a document, usually in Hebrew. I mentioned once a woman came to my father, she wanted to remarry, so she said she was divorced in Montreal. So she came with a tour that was typed in French. My father didn't know French, but my mother was from Montreal. So my mother read it, and it was signed by the Rabbanim there. They signed the tour in French. The woman was in Zgarsha Kedin. Yeah. What right does the bezin have to write such a document? So that's a Gemara later, Chof Tes Amid Beis. There's a Gemara Chof Tes Amid Beis. There's a better Gemara, but it's not in Sanhedrin. We'll get to the better Gemara later. But the first Gemara is here. It's Mamish Chof Tes Amid Beis. Right in the middle of the Amud, the line begins with the word Bifnei Shnayim Mikana Miyodeh. It has a tiny letter Hey or a Ches. I'm not sure what letter it has there. So the line begins with the word Bifnei Shnayim Mikana Miyodeh. A man says in the presence of two witnesses, I admit that I owe him $1,000. And then the two people say, really? So, let's say I carry on a conversation with someone. I say, whoa! Yeshiva doesn't pay me enough. I owe the grocer $5,000, and I owe the butcher $5,000, and I owe everybody $5,000. I'm complaining. So then the butcher comes and he says, oh, you owe me $5,000 because the Edom said you were complaining. So I said, no, I'm just crying poverty. I want to get a raise. I'm crying as if I owe everybody money. It's not true. So the Gemara says, that's not a good hoidos balin. That's called shalola hasbiya satsma. He doesn't want everybody to think how rich he is, that he looks like he's doing well. So people like to cry. Some people like to cry poverty. Other people don't like to cry poverty. So the Gemara has a lashon, an expression that shalola hasbiya. People shouldn't think that I'm saveya. I don't want to have an ein hara. They should all think that I'm so rich. So that's not a valid hoidos balin. But what if, so that's if I say, in the middle of a conversation, what if I say, Oive, I owe him $5,000, and I owe the God, they owe $5,000, I had to marry off my daughter, I had to borrow money from everybody. So then he says, oh really? Let's make a Kabbalah's Kenyan to that effect, that you really owe me. So I said, fine, I'll make the Kabbalah's Kenyan. So you can't say I just did it for an Ein Hara. I didn't really mean it. So what did he make a Kabbalah's Kenyan for? So the Kabbalah's Kinyan doesn't create the Chiyuv. He made a Hadas Baldin that the Chiyuv is there, that he borrowed $5,000 from him 5 years ago when he married off his last child. But the Kabbalah's Kinyan indicates that he's more serious. Like Tosfos said, why do you need a Kabbalah's Kinyan for a Pshara? The Pshara is going to be a Psak Bezmin that it's binding. You need a Kabbalah's Kinyan that he shouldn't tie to that when he was maskim to the Pshara, it was Haskama B'Tos. So the Kabbalah's Kinyan is an indication that he really meant it B'Leib Shalom. The Rambam said when you appoint the Shaliach, so strictly speaking, Rambam Hilchus Mechira said, strictly speaking, you don't have to make a Kabbalah's Kinyan, but the minig is that you make a Kabbalah's Kinyan to demonstrate that I really mean it. V'leif Shalman gamar to be asisi davazeh. So here also, the fellow makes a hedos, but then hoide b'fnei shnayim, he admits in the presence of two witnesses that he owes money. So the Edom can't write a shtar on their own, there's no das hamischai, but kona miyodai, but he made a Kabbalah's Kinyan, made a Kabbalah's Kinyan to show that he's really serious, that he really means it. It's not just for Ein Hara. Shalola hasbiya satzmi. People shouldn't think that he's saveya. So then the Gemara is kosvin. The Gemara says that two Edom have a right to sign the shtar, even though he never authorized them to. So Rashi and Tosfos say, based on that Gemara in Bava Basra, that Stam Kinyan Iksivayim, it's self-understood, it's an umdina, that if he made a Kabbalah's Kinyan suit in the presence of two witnesses, it's implicit that he gives permission to the Edom to write a shtar. If he'll say, but don't write a shtar, so nisht is nisht, so they can't write a shtar. But we assume it's an umdin and there's tam kinyan iksivayim. So that's bifnei shnayim v'kana miyadei kosvim lav, if it's lo kana miyadei, ain kosvim. They have no right to write a shtar, because just because he's maida, it could be that the for an ein hara. And even if he says it's not for an ein hara, I really mean it, there's no das hamischai. They have no right to write a shtar because mipir will not pick so. What if bifnei shloisha v'lo kana miyadei? What if he admits in the presence of the bezin, I really owe this guy $5,000, and I'm not kidding around. So then the Gemara says that miikar adin, a bezin has a right to write a shtar without das hamischai. That's a koyach bezin. Bezin has a right to write a shtar without any das hamischai at all. Yeah. So one could argue the point and say maybe that's indeed imamunis, because indeed imamunis the bezin has the power hefke bezin hefker, and hefke bezin hefker means that the person himself if he would authorize the edim to write a shtar, he could do so. That a shtar is midas hamischayev. So the bezin, why is hefke bezin hefker? I can be mafke my own property if I want to. If I declare it as hefka, it's hefka. So the bezna has a right to declare it as hefka on my behalf. Bezna has a right, even though ein on a mafke dov shein is shaloi, bezna has a right to act as if everything is shalohem. So just like hefka, bezna, hefka, they could be mafke my property, just like I can mafke, so just like I could have authorized the Edom to sign a shtar, the bezna has a right to authorize the Edom to sign a shtar. So maybe that's only in the area of Dini Mominis that Bezin has a right to. How do you know even in Issa the Heter? Let's say by the get, if you should follow that Hagos Mordechai, that's a snazi Hagos Mordechai. That there's no Das HaMeschaya by the husband can write. It's a strong svara. But the Meshev of Nesiv is quoted from Hagos Mordechai. That you can't have, the husband is not a balabas to authorize the writing of a shtar raya to prove that his wife is divorced. The husband is not the das hamischai. Husband, it's not like mumin is, that the loiv admits that I owe money, or the moicher admits that he gave this soda, he sold the soda to lakir. He took an isa beheta, he doesn't own his wife, he's not a balabas, he's not the das hamischai. He's married or he's not married, but he's not a bailim on anything over here. So how do you know that the Bezdin has the right to authorize the writing of a shtar, even in the case where the husband himself couldn't authorize the writing of a shtar? How do you know by a get? So the mocker is the Gemara in Yevamos, on Lamentes on the base. Let's say a man was married for a while and he dies and he leaves no children, no grandchildren, he leaves no descendants. So his wife needs chalitz. So the wife flies, I told over this story, a couple was married and the husband committed suicide because the wife was so far advanced. The wife had a graduate degree, the husband never finished, never went to college. So he felt so uncomfortable being married to his wife, he committed suicide. So it was a tragedy. They lived in Switzerland. So the girl was so embarrassed to have, she needed chalitza. She needed chalitza. They had no children. So she was so embarrassed to have chalitza by the local bezin. So they both flew, the husband's brother with the almana, they both flew to London and had chalitza over there. So when she comes back to Switzerland, how is she going to prove that she had chalitza? Maybe she flew away, she came back, who says that she did the chalitza? She's not the menace on her own, because we, in the community where she lives, we all know the husband died. They didn't know that he committed suicide, but we all knew that the husband died. So we know the woman is his kukuli of him. You know the husband, everybody knew the husband, the wife, we all knew the whole story. So how is she? So she's not the menace to say, she has no peshas or peshit, we know that she's a yivam alashuk. So the Gemara says in Yivam is lamatas on the base, the practice used to be the bezim would write what they call a get chalitza. Get chalitza is only leraya. It's not, it's, you have to have the chalitza. The Yavam has to do the chalitza. But after he does the chalitza, so how does she go back to Switzerland and prove that she had the chalitza? She's muteris lehinasi lashuk. So the bezin that supervises the chalitza writes a document, because a shtar maisa bezin doesn't need das hamizchai. Bezin, that's the mocker from this gemara, chav tes on the base. Even though the gemara here is only talking about dini mamanis, how do you know it carries over to Yisra Heter? So the Gemara in Yavam says it even applies to Chalitza. The Yavam did Chalitza, and then the Bezin writes, this is to ascertain that we established that this was the brother, Ishtamoydeina, Dachua, the Misname Abahu, that the one who did the Chalitza was the brother of the Nifter, that had the same father. And he did the Chalitza properly, and he did the Rikika, and they said the Psukim, they did everything, and the woman is permitted to remarry. So it's based on these Gemaras that that's the common practice today, that the rabbi who is Masada the Get, that's another two people, religious people, and they're watching from the beginning to the end, the whole procedure, the way the husband tells his wife to write a get, and then they're watching the way he gives the get, and fine. So that's Loitashmiya Gdoyla Miriya. So then they turn around and they take away the get. After the husband gives the get to the wife, they take away the get, they put it on file. Then how does the woman walk around to prove that she's divorced? So they write her a ptur, what we call in Yiddish a ptur. So that's a shtar maisa bezin. So that's why the practice is, there are more quotes from the Or HaRuach, that a get should always be given by yom. Why do you need a get by yom? So that's a chumrah. we didn't learn yet the rest of the Mishnah. But now the Yehuda claims that it's a Rashi on the first Mishnah, Beis HaMed Aleph. We'll have to get to that. Some of the Rebbe's learned the whole Mishnah. We didn't. We just learned the first three lines in the Mishnah, first five lines in the Mishnah. We'll get to that. So there's a Rashi that the Nadi Bihur has a whole literature on. Maybe Mikra Din, you need a Bezdin when you do a get. Why should you need a Bezdin when you do a get? There's no Pasuk in Chumash. Why should a get need a Bezdin? So the Vilna Gaon writes, this Chumrah was introduced based on the Gemara in the days of the Amoraim, the Meir HaTachanah called Sheni Yedeh B'Tiv Git Migedushin. Whoever is not an expert in Hilchos Gittin Kedushin shouldn't get involved in paskening the shailas there. So Rashi writes in the beginning of Gittin, they used to have a Dayan Hamemuna ala Gittin, a Dayan Hamemuna ala Kedushin. That's where it comes from, the term Misada Kedushin. What do you mean Misada Kedushin? The Chosin should say the Bracha instead of the Chosin. Sometimes the Chosin can't read Hebrew, so the rabbi says the Racham here for the Chosin. Or the rabbi says the Sheva Bracha. So why do you call him the Masada Kedushin? He's not Shatchan. Shatchan is the Masada Kedushin. Why do you call the rabbi? Masada Kedushin means he's a Dayan who's Mamuna to take care of the Kedushin, or a Dayan who's Mamuna to take care of the Get. That's Rashi's Losh in the beginning of Gittin. Because of this Takana that was instituted in the days of the Amoraim, Achrayim, Mishenei Deh B'Tiv Gittin the Kedushin, or Yehei Le'Eseg Imam. So he used to give special smicha is to give special smicha like today. They call it yadn yadn. If a person just learns yaridea, so they give me yarir. If a person learns abenezin, he knows how to do siddur again, so they call that yadn yadn, but they write what it is. We give him, we authorize him, he's knowledgeable in the area of getting gedushin. We give him smicha, he's allowed to be mesader gedushin, allowed to be mesader again. There are more rites in the third chelik yaridea and Hilchas Talmud Torah that we have the practice of giving smicha, and you give special smicha for those who are knowledgeable in the area of Gittim Kedushin, that they're allowed to be Mesadi Kedushin, they're allowed to be Mesadi Raget. Here in America, for many years, it was Hefker, the Chazonim, used to be Mesadi Kedushin. So they used to fill out the Kesub, always wrong. They didn't know what you're supposed to write. You can't even tell whether a husband is a Kohen or a Levi. Israel, they didn't know how to ascertain. Mother's a Kohenist, the father's a Kohen. The Chazonim, the Shamas in the Shul, or the Chazonim in the Shul, used to do Siddi Kedushin. So that's why for many years there was a big confusion here. So they're supposed to have a Dayan HaMemunah. So the Vilna Gaon says the whole Chumrah that the Oros comes from, the Oros Zeruah is one of the later Bali HaTosis. The Oros Zeruah was the Rebbe of the Maharam Rutenberg, who was the Rebbe of the Rosh and the Hagos Maimini and the Mordechai. So that was the end of the period of the Bali HaTosis. So the Oros Zeruah has this. The first paragraph, the Marshal, the Yamshal Shlaima on Ksubas, the first paragraph on Ksubas, he quotes this long piece from the Oros Zeruah that the proper thing is that you should always have Siddur Kiddushin by Yom, and Siddur should be by Yom because you need a Bezdin of three. It's based on that Gemara. Rashi is beginning of getting out and on the Losh, and you have to have the Dayan. So if you need a Dayan, that means you need a Bezdin. So you should have a Bezdin of three. So we, Lechatchila, the Rama says, if it's a big Shas Hadchak, every so often it's a Shas Hadchak, the husband is going away to Cambodia for the next 5 years. He's not going to come back. So who's going to take care of the get? I mean, the husband, they're separating. Husband and wife are separating, he's moving to Thailand. So how's the wife going to get the get? So you have to go to the train station, you have to go to the plane, to the airport, and you have to convince him he should give a get in the middle of the night before the plane leaves. So when you have a Shas HaTchak, so we're Mekel. Because Mikra Din, the whole thing is a home. Mikra Din, you don't really need a Bezin. But L'chatchila, if you need a Bezin, so we learn up in the post, B'yom HaNechila Zbana, B'yom Elo B'alayla, Kviyas Yeshiva's Bezin has to take place by Yom. So by Get, we're Machma L'chatchila. By Kiddushin, the Shulchan Aruch didn't quote it. It's the same or Zeruah. It's the same, the first Yamshel Shloima and Ksubis quote this long paragraph in the Zeruah. It's all part of the same Takan. M'sheyeh Adeh B'kriv Kiddushin, Lo Yehe Lo Esik Imayim, that you have to be a Dayan to be Memunah al Gitnuk, a Dayan to be Memunah al Kiddushin. So the minute Gaila was that we only accepted it as far as the get is concerned, as far as Kiddushin not. The Knesset HaGdoyla was a rabbi in Constantinople. He was Fardish Rav. He writes that when he came to Constantinople, he saw this scandalous practice that they do Chuppas Balayla. He never heard of that, wherever he came from before. They always used to do Chuppas Bayom. So he tumbled and he reversed the minig, and he insisted that just like we're makbet to give the get bayom, so you have to be makbet to do the kedushin bayom. So those are makbet about that the kedushin should be bayom also. But by the get, that's in Shulchan Aruch, it says like that. There are more quotes that part of this or Zeruah that you should be makbet l'chatchil get bayom. But if it's in Shas Hatchak, then you do the get balayla. So if you did the get balayla, when are you going to write the Ptur? If you do the get balayla, that's based on the assumption Meikra Din, a get doesn't need a bezin. If you need a bezin, you can't have a kvias yeshivis bezin balayla. So if the woman would hold on to the get, fine. So she holds on to the get. So the edim on the get testify the get was written, authorized by the husband to be written. That's das hamischayiv. And then the edi aget would be considered as if they're testifying that everything was done properly and the woman is allowed to remarry. But we don't let the woman hold on to the get. So how's the woman going to prove that she's the one? If you take away the get from the woman. So that's when it says in the Pischei Tshuva in Ebenezer, Simekuf Membeis, when they have all the dinim that the get should be Bayom, L'chatchila, Bezin, and so on. So the Pischei Tshuva there quotes in Nachronim. If you had a Shas HaTchak and you had a right to get Balayla, so that two Adim who signed the get should come to testify the next morning in front of a Bezin of three. And then the Bezin should write a p'tur that based on the testimony that was told to us, we ascertain that the woman is properly divorced and she's permitted to remarry. The common practice is they don't do it like that. The common practice is that the rabbi convenes the Bezin Balayla and they write the p'tur Balayla. So that's not right. The Pashto says they're absolutely not right. Everybody agrees you can't have the Bezin Balayla. Mishas hatchak u'mekel, you can do a get, you can give a get balayla, ksivis aget balayla. Mishas hatchak u'mekel, that you don't need a bezin for ksivis aget. But it can't be mekel that you can have a kriyas bezin balayla. There's no kriyas bezin balayla. That's the person, b'yom hanachil azbana, b'yom v'lo balayla.
According to Tosfos and the Balamor, you don't really need basin to write the Torah. The Torah, isn't it? They say the husband can be a bezin tayyat to write the Torah.
Tosis writes, Balamor doesn't say that. Tosis in Gittin writes. Tosis in Gittin writes that the husband can authorize the writing of a p'tur. Right. But the Hagos Martrei has this taina, a strong taina, that there's no such thing. There is no such concept as dasam. Husband is not a dasam eschayv. After he already gave the get. For the purpose of writing the get, he is considered dasam eschayv. Because every shtar has to be written with dasam eschayv. But for the purpose of writing authorizing to write a shtar raya, how is he a dasam eschayv? The wording, the concept, the terminology only makes sense by moment is dasam eschayv. It can't be a dasam eschayv. So the correct practice should be that if ra'uhu bayom, if three people saw in the daytime the way from the beginning to the end, the husband says, I want to divorce my wife, and he shows his ID that he's the husband and this is the wife, and he shows wedding pictures. We identify, you shouldn't think that it's her new boyfriend who wants to give her a get, and then he's going to go to a different rabbi to be Masada Kedushin for him. So the Bezna of three saw everything from the beginning to the end. And then you say, Lo Teshmiya Gdolei Meriya, they don't have to be Mekabalatis. They had Riyaz Bezn. But Riyaz Bezn is only Rauhu Bayom. But if Rauhu Balayla, that was the Gemara in Rosh Hashanah. Why does the Mishnah say, Rauhu Bezn, the third parak begins, Rauhu Bezn, Mechol Yisrael? So two of the people who saw the new moon should testify in front of the Bezn of three, and then the Bezn of three will declare Rosh Chodesh. And Mar said, what do you need? Two of the three should testify. Lot Eshmir Gdada Maria, Rohu Bezn, let the three people declare today is Rosh Chodesh. And Mar says, if it would have been Rohu Bayom, it would have been good. If you have Riyaz Bezn, Bezn's only Bayom. Balayla, there is no Bezn. So you have to have, if the Rohu Bezn was Balayla, so that's Riyaz Eidim, that's not a Riyaz Bezn. If it would have been Rohu Bayom, then you say, Lo Teshmiya Gdala Miriya. That would have been fine. So that's what we do over here. If the get was taken care of in the daytime, so the rabbi with the two Edom serve as the Bezin, and they have a Riyas HaMaisa. They saw the whole get from the beginning to the end. So they have the right to authorize the writing, and they sign the Shtar themselves. HaMaisa Bezin doesn't need Das HaMaschai. That's the Gemara Chav Tes on the base. That's the Gemara by Get Chalitza. That's the Gemara by Get Chalitza. There's room to distinguish. That's Rav Soloveitchik kind of tied. There's room to distinguish. By Chalitza, the halacha requires a Bezin. Chalitza has to be supervised by a Bezin. The Chalitza has to take place in the presence of a Bezin. So that Bezin who supervised the Chalitza, maybe they have the right to authorize the writing of a Shtar. But if you hold Meikar Adin, a get doesn't need a Bezin. The whole chumer that a get needs a bezin, the Vilna Gaon says, it's only midirabbanan in the late days of the Amoraim Achreinim that they came up with this takana called Mishena Debetiv Gitn Edushin Lo Yehela Esik Imoim. So from that time on, they insisted you should have Dayonim Hamamunim Ala Gitn Vala Kiddushin. So that's why you need a bezin midirabbanan. And I tell you don't need a bezin for a get. So maybe, what kind of, to use Rabbi Zarechik's Yiddish expression, what kind of a mechutin is the bezin over here? The bezin machalitza maybe makes sense. Bezin has a right to authorize the writing of a shtar chalitza. It's called the Rif, and the Rambam have the text of the shtar chalitza because the Bezin was supervising the chalitza. The halacha requires ben atarah, Bezin should supervise. But by a get, there is no such din ben atarah. So that's surprising. How do we know that the Bezin has a right? In Vinim Amnis, we know. That's the Gemara Chav Tesan and Beis. That's based on Hefke, Bezin, Hefke. Bezin has the right to be mafke, my property. Just like I have the ability to be mafka. So Bezna has the right to authorize the writing of a shtar, just like I would have had the right to authorize the writing of a shtar. But in Nisa the Heter, that's a chiddush. But that's the common practice. And we do this all the time. When a get is given by Yom, we always apply Loite Hishmi Gdoyle Miriya, and Riyah's Bezdin, they saw from the beginning to the end the whole Gerishin, so they have the right to authorize the writing of a Ptur for the woman. And if it was a Shasatchak and the get was given by Lailah, he told me that Ramosha Feinstein was never makpid on that. He used to do git and balayla against the Ramo, even though there was no Shas Hatcha. But the common practice is, like it says in Ramo, that by weddings we're not makpid, most are not makpid, and by gitten, lachatchila we're makpid to do the get by yom, because lachatchila you need a bezd. So if you had a Shas Hatcha and you did the get balayla, then they should reconvene by yom, and two of the Eidim, let's say the two Eidim who signed, they should tell a bezin of three, we saw the whole get from the beginning to the end, the woman was properly divorced. Then the bezin bayom can write a p'tur, can authorize the writing of p'tur. They themselves can sign a p'tur that the woman is allowed to remarry. So this is Maisa Mechol Yom. So there's a Beis Shmuel on Eben Ezer. Beis Shmuel is a standard commentary on the side of the Shulchan Aruch Eben Ezer. So he quotes from the Rivosh or somebody, he quotes from one of the earlier Achrenim. There is a din of Ein Eid Nasa Dayin. We learned yesterday that Ein Eid Nasa Dayin. So that's only, Tosfos says, it only applies to Eid Hamei, doesn't apply to Eid Haroya. So he says, let's say, this happens sometimes, let's say the husband lives, the couple is already separated. The husband lives in New York and the wife lives in California. So the husband authorizes the writing of a get, and someone's going to California anyway. So he serves as a shliach lahilocha. He takes the get with him. And he delivers the get to the wife there in California. So when he delivers the get, there are two Eidim watching. You need Eidus L'Kim Adov when you give over the get, just like you need Eidus L'Kim Adov when you give the Kesef Kiddushin. So you need Eidus L'Kim Adov when the husband gives the get to the wife. So the Beis Shmuel quotes from the Rivosh, from the Achrayim, that there's no problem over here, Avein Eid Nasadayim, because the Eidim who are watching when the husband gives up, when the Shliach gives over the get, they're eid haraya. It's not an eid hamayid. So they have the ability to be mitzdaref with the rabbi who's mesada the get in California. So they'll be the three members of the bezin. The mesada haget in California does the mesiras haget, who supervises the mesiras haget. And the two eidim mesira, that'll be the bezin, and they'll have the right to sign on the p'tur. So that's what the Beis Shmuel says. So many have the practice. The Beis Shmuel is quoting a case when the get was sent al yidei shliach. So the eid mesira who are watching are eid haroya. It's not eid hameid. So they can be mitzdaref with the rabbi who is supervising the mesiras haget to constitute a bezin of three to write the p'tur. Yeah, but what if it's not a case where the get is sent al yidei shliach to a different location? The husband and the wife are both here, and the eidim who signed on the get want to be mitzdaref to the rabbi who is the Masada of the get to constitute a bezna three to be able to write the tour. So the Chazon Ish says that's a common practice that they do it all over. The Chazon Ish says, what are they, crazy? That's Eid HaMeid. That's not Eid HaRoya. Eid HaMesira who are watching when the Shliach gives the get to the wife, that's Eid HaRoya. He never came to Bezna to testify. Eid HaRoya, we follow Tosfos that there's no problem with Ein Eid Nasa Dayan. So the Eid HaMesira have the right to join with the rabbi who is supervising the Mesiras HaGet to write a p'tur. But the Eid who sign on the get, that's Eid HaMeid. When you sign a shtar, so there's not yet a Haggadah Seidus. But the minute you give over the shtar to the Das HaMeschayev, then the shtar get Eidus. That's famous. They say the name of Rab Chaim Soloveitchik. He used to speak in Yiddish. So he said, Ashtar retnisht, Ashtar doesn't talk, Ashtar shreit, Ashtar screams out loud. Of course it's Eid HaMeid. The Eidim was signed on the get. Kozman the get is not given to the woman, so there's no Haggadah Seidus. Once the get is given over, once the shtar is given to the Baal Ashtar, the Das HaMeschayev writes the shtar and gives it over to the Baal Ashtar. Once the shliach, or the husband, gives the get to the Isha, then the Haggadah Seidus of the Eidim begins at that time. Once you have Tfisa's Baal Ashtar, so there's Haggadah Seidus. So that's an Eid HaMeid. That's not an Eid HaRoy. So that's the Chazon Ish Tainus against the common practice. All over the world, it's a common practice that they have the same Eidim who signed, on the get, serve to be two members of the Bezin together with the Mesarayim. And Eretz Yisrael, the Rabbanut, they don't do like that because they have separate Eidim and separate Sofer and separate, they have three Dayanim on every case. Yeah, when you have an official system, like in Eretz Yisrael with the Rabbanon, so they don't violate that din. But in Europe and America, when you don't have official batidinim like that, so they wanted to skimp and save, why should they be mevatel on other two people? So they used to use the two eidim who signed on the get, they would be mitzarif with the rabbi to constitute a bezin to be able to write the tour. So the Chazanish said, that's not right. That's eid on eid, eid on eid. It's eid on eid. No one's saying the Gittin were puzzled, we're just saying the p'tur that the woman had. Many women who get divorced don't remarry. The problem will be if the woman remarried. So, Klapi Shmai Galya, she really was divorced, but the proof that she brought was insufficient proof. Yeah, that's a problem.
So, we're saying, is it also a problem that you hold that you need a beis din to supervise the get? Why isn't that also a problem?
That we're makel on that. We're makel on that. You don't really need the. Rashi's lashon is you need a diamond muna al kach. So the meaning is that you have three. Yeah, but if the all you have are the two Eidi Chasima with the rabbi, so it's also ein eid nasadain. How can he turn around if the serving is an eid? How can he turn around to serve as a diamond in the case? That's not right either. Correct.
Shouldn't it depend on what the makar for Inyan Nasadayin is? Because if the makar is like the third makar in Tosfos Bava Kamma, as Amdishnei Anashim, Bifnei Hashem, so here you have the Amdishnei Anashim, Bifnei Hashem. You don't have the same person filling both roles at the same time, because the Dayan also has the Eidus is being presented before the Dayan. Even though he had the same person as the Dayan, even though he's also the Eid on the Shtar is being presented before the Dayan. The problem in a regular case is that you can't have in a regular case, the Eid Nasadayan, since he's only at one time, he's either functioning as the Eid or as the Dayan, so you don't have the Eid standing in front of the Dayan and being made. But you don't have that problem that the Eidus was given before on the Shtar. The Shtar is being presented to the Dayan.
I get that. That was too fast for me.
If the Makar for Eid Nasadayan is like the
Shnei HaNashim,
so couldn't you say that Even if the aid that's signed in the shtar is aid hamayid, it wouldn't be a problem in aid nasadayin.
Why?
Because generally, when regular aidus, so the problem is that if the aid is the aid, then he's not the dayan. If he's the dayan, he's not the aid. You can't have the aid standing in front of the dayan if it's one person.
I don't think so. You see, we mentioned yesterday the Gemara says in Ksubas that ein aid nasadayin is only when there's an issue derais. It's only an issue derabon lakim shtaris. There were makel that aid nasadayin. So let's say kiyum shtoris yemekel eid nasadayin. So let's say shnei dayanim hamakirim chasimis yideha eidim. So they can testify, we recognize the signatures, and therefore it's an authentic shtar. We recognize the signatures of the two eidim. So the Sheet Mekubetzes there quotes the question, what do you mean? Well, they're going to testify in the presence of themselves. The two dayanim are going to be two-thirds of the bezin, then there's going to be a third dayan. So they're going to say, we recognize the signatures, and then they give their makabel, their own hagadah seidus. So the two opinions in the Shittim Kubetzes. So one opinion is, no, they can't be makabel, their own eidus, even by the rabbanans, even the alkim shtar is only by the rabbanan. Therefore, we'll make all eid nasa dayan. The eid, the one who was an eid, can serve later on as a dayan, but he can't be a dayan to be makabel, his own eidus. Then the second opinion in the Shittim Kubetzes is, no, if it's only Kim Shtoris and you make all that Eid Nasadayan, so you even make all that he can be Mekabel his own Eidus. But if it's the case that Raisa, we say not only Ein Eid Nasadayan can't be Mekabel your own Eidus, even if someone else was Mekabel Eidus. If I gave a Haggadah Seidus on the case, later on I'm going to serve as, I gave a Haggadah Seidus in the presence of a different Bezin. Then later on I'm going to serve on the case as a Dayan. It's also no good. It's not only you can't be Mekabel your own Haggadah Seidus. That half of the Rishonim hold that that's even a problem by the Rabbanans. Rakim Ashtai can't be Mekabel your own Eidus. You have to. That's like Yom Dishnei Hanashim, Mashallah Hamer of Hashem. I go to say this, the Eidim have to give the Eidus to a Bezin, someone other than themselves, not the same people. But on the level of the Raisa, not only is that a problem, somehow that's a problem by the Rabbanans also. It's even a problem if they gave the Haggadah Seidus to a different Bezin, and then they're going to serve a week later, they're going to serve as Dayonim on the case. It's also no good. Ain't Eid Nasadai. Yeah. So this is Maisim Bechol Yom. These Gemaras. Ruh Bayom is Loite Shmiyag Dele Miriya. Ruh Balayla is a. There's no Bezin Balayla. So we have it all the time. A get that's given Bayom. So the Bezdin saw the whole Ksivas HaGet. So that's like the Shmi Gdar de Meriah. So the Bezdin writes a Ptur. But if the get was given by Laila, Shasatchat get, you're allowed to do a get by Laila. So then you have to have two of the Edom should testify by Yom in presence of the Bezdin. Then the Bezdin can write the Ptur.
This whole thing of Inas diet, but the whole of Aikidim, it's only like an invention of Amarayim, so like it should be, it's only Jerabonet anyways, so can't mean.
Which part is an invention of?
The Chazanish has this issue, Rebbe was saying that he doesn't want the Edom to be the Dayanim as well.
Yeah.
But this whole thing is Jerabonet, so.
What's Jerabonet? What part is Jerabonet?
That you have to have a based in by Aikidim.
That you need a bezin supervising the giving of the get, but to write a ptur, that's a din deraisa. That Edim can only sign a shtar midas hamischayev, and then Hagos Mordechai says the husband is not a das hamischayev to authorize the writing of a ptur after he already authorized the writing of the get. Taisa disagrees, but the Hagos Mordechai is very mistaber. So then you need a bezin to authorize it. That's min atera. That you need a bezin to authorize the writing of a ptur. That's a din min atera.
Where do we know this whole idea of a ptur?
We know it from the Gemara in Yevamos, that the Gemara says on Lamed Tesef and Beis, that's a thing that the Rambam and the Rif call the Shtar Chalitza. There is no such thing as Shtar Chalitza. Chalitza, the woman has Chalitza. But the Bezdin has the right to write, or to authorize witnesses to sign, or that they should sign themselves. Bezdin writes a document, this is to ascertain that the woman had the Chalitza, was done properly, and she's permitted to remarry. So that's assumed to be a din deraisa. Otherwise, the woman is not nemenis because it's a dovish b'yerva, and neidechur is not believed. You have to have two edim to say that the woman was nizgarsha.
And why do we assume this?
There's a taisus rid in Bava Basra who has a chiddush. He thinks that a dovish b'yerva is only a get is a dovish b'yerva, kiddushin a dovish b'yerva, because to ascertain whether a woman is an eshes ish or not is a matter of life and death. Whether the Eishus Ish, if she's Mezana, so she's Chayim Misa. So to say a get was given, a Kiddushin was given, that's called Dov Shebeer. To say Chalitza, a Yevam Alashuk is not Chayim Misa. It's just Chayim Malka. So the Tosfos Rit says that's Eid Echad Dami Bisur. So Rav Chaim Moshe writes in the Sefer, with all the respect, it's against an often in Gemara. The Gemara in Yevam says the famous wrong. That by to ascertain that a woman had Chalitza, you should really have to have two kosher Eidim. So the Gemara has a suffix. Let's say the husband died and the wife knows she needs chalitza. And the brother lives in Soviet Russia under the communists. And Yotze Bein Boy, you couldn't get in, you couldn't get out. It's impossible to do chalitza. And then an Eid Echad comes and he says, Meis Hayovam. The Gemara discusses, Eid Echad says, Meis Bailiz Neman, it's a special takana. The Rabbanon, did they make the special takana even by Meis Hayovam or not? So Gemara is a whole discussion. So what's the Shaila? If the Tosfos Rit is right, that Yevam HaLashuk is an issue of Eirecha Nema V'Yisurim, so you don't need Shnei Eidim? So Mikra Adin Deraisa Eirecha is Nema. So Rav Chaim Moshe writes in his Tshuva, so you see Beferish from the Gemara, against that Tosfos Rit, that to say whether a woman needs Chalitza or not needs Chalitza, that's considered Dovish of the Yervam. And you need two Kosher Eidim for that, not Eirecha Nema V'Yisurim. And nonetheless, the Bezdin can write the Shtar Chalitza. That's in the days of the Amoraim, they had Bezdin Kiradish Tachalitz. What's the mocker for that? So we said there's Gemara here also, Chav Tes on the base, that a Bezdin has the right to write a Shtar Mammon without Das HaMeschayev. The Das HaMeschayev didn't authorize the writing of the Shtar. The Halacha that you need Das HaMeschayev, that's only if Yochid, the Yechidim on their own are writing the Shtar. But if Bezdin authorizes the writing of the Shtar, that's acceptable. So we said in Dina Mammonis, we can understand it. Maybe that's based on Hefker, Bezdin Hefker. Just like I can be mafka my property, so the Bezdin has the ability to be mafka my property, as if they're the Bailam. So just like I can authorize the writing of a shtar, das ha-meschayev, so the Bezdin can authorize the writing of a shtar in the Imamanis. So that would be good if all you would have is the Gemara Chav Tes and the base, that the Bezdin has the ability to authorize the writing of a shtar, shtar Imaman, in the area of the Imamanis. Since Hefker Bezdin Hefker, they have the right to act as if they're the Bailam to authorize the writing of a shtar. They can express Das HaMeschayev, even though on screening bloody murder, I don't want any shtar written. Bezdin has the right to declare. But how do they have the right to write in Issa the Heta? Where is the Mokar and Chumash? a makar for hefik bezin hefik. The Gemara has makaris. Where is the makar in Chumash that the bezin has the right to write a shtar in the area of dini yisur hetam? That's a very good question. I think when we started the year, I mentioned that some. I think it's a tshuva in the Chasam Sofer. He wants to say it's based on the pasuk Eila Hamishpatim Asher Tosim Lefneihem. So the Gemara asks on Zayin on the base, why does it say Asher Tosim Lefneihem? The correct verb should have been Asher Talamdein. Sima usually applies, Sima is a verb in Hebrew that applies to a tangible object. I place the sefer on the table. I place the glasses on the table. That's Sima. How can it Eila Mishpatim Asher Talamdein? Not Asher Tosim Lefneihem. So the Gemara Darshan Elu Klei Adayonim. Asher Tosim is Makal Ritzua. You have to give the Bezdin a nightstick, a gun, and they have to give the Bezdin the ability to force people to follow the dinim, to follow the psokim, to follow the dini haTorah. So that I think is the Chasam Sofer and the Tshuva suggest that included in Asher Tosim Lefneihem Elu Klei Adayonim is the Bezdin has the ability to write a shtar, both in dini mamonos and in isa v'heter, without consulting with the baldin, because otherwise, let's say there's going to be a din Torah. Reuven wins against Shimon, so Shimon's going to send out letters. It happens all the time. Shimon sends out letters. I won the din Torah. He makes a joke out of the whole thing. Reuven won the din Torah, so Shimon sends out letters. He won the din Torah. He didn't win the din Torah. So the bezin has to have the ability to write a document that Reuven won the din Torah, Shimon lost. Otherwise, the guy's going to go tell the whole public, I won the din Torah. So the Chasam Sofer, I think, writes like that. That included in that pasuk, Eila Klei Adayonim, is the ability of a bezdin to write a shtar, both in dinim ominus and in isa v'heta. But that is the common practice. We write a p'tur for the woman. The bezdin shloisha writes a p'tur by yom.
Why would have work midin afkeinu? Say that that's why they had the right to write the
You can say Afkeinu, then it comes out they were never married in the first place. Then Mikra Adin, she's allowed to marry a kohen, and it's only a chumrim with the Rabbanish get married. That's a big chiddush. To say that every time the Tachami make a takone in the area of Yisrael Heter, that's on the assumption that it only works with the Rabbanim, that's work with the Torah. So you say it's all based on Afkeinu. That's a big chiddush. Easier than saying Afkeinu would be, no, that's a karach bezin. The bezin has the ability to authorize the writing of shtaris without the asam eskai, both in mominus and in isa v'heter.
She also had the issues bezin.
The what?
He kidnapped nine.
Yeah,
but the yeshiva's bezin, they also have to writing the p'tur. He did also.
I don't know what he did with the p'tur. I don't know. I was told that he was never makbid even l'chatchila on the get balayim. How did he write a p'tur balayim? I don't know. The pashtus says that the p'tur, that's a ma'isa bezin. That should have to be by yom. Don't know. Okay, so that's an important time. It comes up all the time. We don't do gittin on Shabbos and Yonder, but every day of the year, people are getting divorced who were never divorced before. And they're always relying on writing of the p'tur. They always rely on the din of like teshmir gedar l'miriya. Because you need a bezin to write the p'tur. And then if Ra'u Balayla, if the get was given Balayla, so then the din sets in Ein Eid Nasadai. So they have to tell over Hagodah Seder's Bayom to a different bezin, and that bezin will write the p'tur. And the Chazanish pointed out that people misread the Beishmo. The Beishmo is quoting a tshuva from Achrayim that the Eidei Mesira, when a shliach gives a get to the isha in the presence of Eidei Mesira, so the Eidei Mesira can turn around to be mitzaref to members of the bezdin, because that's only Eid Harai, that's not Eid Hameid. But the Eidei Chasima who signed the get, that's mamish Eid Hameid. That's Eid Hameid. When you give over the get to the isha, so the Agodas Eidus begins right away.
So the Eidei Mesira can be the same ones who sign if they come from the bezdin.
You shouldn't have the same people. You're going to have the Eidei Chasima going to be the Eidei Mesira, so then they can't be mitztaref to be members of the bezin to write the tour, because the Eidei Chasima are Eid Hameid, not just Eid Arai.
We always have the Eidei Chasima.
You shouldn't have. If you're going to have the same people who signed the Eidei Chasima are going to serve as dayanim, so that's a violation of Ein Eid Nasadai. That's not acceptable.
But what in the normal practice are the dayanim the ones who are the Eidei Chasima?
many have the practice to do like that. That the two Edom who signed, it starts with the Mesada HaGet, and they constitute the business. So the Chazon Ish said, that's incorrect. That's Eid HaMeid. Eid HaMeid is Eid HaNasa Dayan. So in the Rabbanut and Eretz Yisrael, they have everything is done in an official fashion. So they have three Rabbanim and every get. The Bezna of three, and then the two Edom signed, the Eidei Chasima, two other people. The Sefer is a different person, and the three Dayanim are three rabbis. So that solves your problem. But you can't have the same two people who sign, can't turn around later to serve as Dayanim, to write, to authorize the writing of a Ptur, because that's outright violation of Ein Eid Nasa Dayan. Yes.
Why are Edom Misira not in the house? Don't they plan on testifying? Like, isn't that the whole point of Edom Misira, that if anyone questions, they get what they're going
to say? If anyone will question, they will have to come forward and testify.
About their intentions to testify? It's
yeah.
It's
covered, the get or the kiddushin is covered. Usually, let's say, under a chuppah, you have two kosher Edom. Two kosher Edom means if there'll be an issue, they'll be able to come to Bezdin and testify. We watched when they gave over the ring, and we know that the girl is married. But Lamaisa, does it ever come up today that the Eidei Kiddushin testify? Never happens.
So
you know, it's always Eid HaRoi, it's not an Eid HaMei. If they'll have to come forward and testify, then it'll become an Eid HaMei. So the same is by the get. The Eid HaMesira are just Eid HaRoi. They're only kosher to serve as Eid HaMesira if theoretically they could come and testify in front of the Besen. As to what happened, but the Lamaisa, they don't testify in front of the Bezdin. But the Edom who sign on the get, the minute the get is given to the Isha, that's called Eid HaMeid. That's Eid HaMachsim HaLashan, Nasa Kemisha, Nechrei Dusim Bezdin. When you give over the get, you give over the shtar to the Baal HaShtar, then how God say this begins. Yeah. We add a couple of more things in this sugya. That's important, Halacha Lamaisa. That comes up every day with the get. You have in this sugya on Tesamid Beis, Gemara gave, seven or eight different interpretations of what is the machlokes Rameh and Chachamim. So one of the last interpretation was, if you buy same as Kachish Bebedikas, as Kachish Bechakiris, come if Ligibu took to the Benzaka Eber Rabbonim. What if there's a Hakosha in Bedikas? So it's not, what do you mean? There's a machlokes, we already explained this, I'll just review it again. What do you mean? There's a machlokes ben Zakkai, Rabbi Yechon ben Zakkai. The Gemara says he was a Talmud at the time that he came up with this, and he didn't yet have smicha. So that's why they called the ben Zakkai. Later on he got smicha, and later on he became the chief rabbi. Later on when he was appointed chief rabbi, he was known as Rabban. Yechon ben Zakkai. Rabban means our rabbi, the chief rabbi. Rebbe means he was a rabbi, he had smicha, and Rabban means a chief rabbi. The Godel Mei Rabban is Shmo. A higher title than the chief rabbi is like Shammai, Hillel, Hananya. There were Tanoim who weren't even known as Rebbe or Rabban because they were more famous than the chief rabbis. Okay. So the Gemara says that Ben Zakkai originally suggested this when he was a Talmud before he had any smicha at all. And there were Tanoim who disagree. What do they disagree? They disagree about Hakosh and Bedikas. That's what Bedikas is all about. That's the Mishnah and Mem Amar Aleph. That there is an institution of Bedikas, and it's based on a pasuk in Chumash. We said, "Ein yamis nochen adover." Nochen is the source for the institution of Bedikas. Rashi says like that on the Gemara. "Ein yamis nochen adover." The Gemara says, "Hareza nochen, ein zeh nochen." The whole institution of Bedikas is based on the pasuk of Nochen. That you need Sheva Hakiris is based. We added the Gemara says you add up how many times it says. That the Rashta v'chakarta v'sha'alta heitev adds up to seven. Take a look at the bottom line in Rashi and Aflamin on the base. So the Gemara is talking about Hakosh and Bedikas. The Gemara says, Ein ze nochein. What do you mean, Ein ze nochein? Ein edizum uchuvenes. They don't correspond. The two witnesses gave a different version. Lishtim dekro nochad. Why did the Gemara say Ein ze nochein? The Gemara should have said, Ein edizum uchuvenes. No, this the Nikron Naka. Behinam is Nochan Adova, the Mehakron Afkalon, Bedikas, Memom and Beis. And Gemara says, you learn out the institution of Bedikas from that Pasuk. That's what the Gemara asked. They're both deraisa. Bedikas is deraisa, Benegir, that if Hekisha says, if he says any of them, Bedikas is kosher. But we have to interrogate the Edom, maybe they'll contradict each other, and we'll throw out the case. And then Zman HaMokaim, Rishon HaKira, the seven questions, that even if they say any of them, you can't accept their testimony. So the Gemara says clearly over there in the bottom of Laman Amud Beis, the different degrees of bedikas. Take a look in the Gemara, the last line, so seven lines. Amar Rav Yehuda, the line ends with the word Edus. So the Gemara next line begins Hamakrashes. Edus Hamakrashes Zuzu Bedikas Shera Bedini Mominus. The din Xeris Hakos Bein Zenochain, that if there's a Hakosh and Bedikas, you throw out the whole case. That's only a din in the Hashem, because we bend over backward to quit the guy, to patter him. We're always looking at to be mahapach b'schusay. But in din in mamonets, whatever's going to be the Taibas person will be the chavos of the other party, the two parties involved. So you don't bend over backwards. Whatever the din is, that's the din. So hakosh and bedikas and din in mamonets does not pose a problem. It's only a xeris hakosh in din in the Amar Rav Mestavim, Bilsa de Rab Yudeh. When does that apply? The different kinds of bedikas. He says he lent them $1,000. So the Bezin asks, what color was the wallet? Or the Leskin, what color was the wallet? And when the Malva took out the wallet from his pocket, he was taking out the $1,000. So one of them says it was a white wallet. One of them says it was a black wallet. Arniki Levana. One says Arniki Shchayra. So the pocketbook of the wallet, that's bedikas, that's insignificant bedikas, that's external issues. It's not negated so much to the case. So then you say, HaKrosh and bedikas and din imamnes doesn't bother me. Avo, Echonam and Mano Shachu, Echonam and Mano Lovan, he says, how much did he lend? He says, he lent him $1,000. What kind of $1,000? He says, he lent them $1,000 bill. The other guy says, no, he lent them $1,000 bills. The same amount of money. Same amount of money, but that's a hakosh and bedikas. That's mamish in the story itself. He says he lent them $1,000 mana shachar, black cash, black money, black market. Okay. The other guy says mana lavan. It was white bills. It wasn't black. So he says, Rava says that if that kind of hakosh and bedikas, that even passels and didi mamanis. That's mamish, an integral part of the story itself. Then the Gemara says, wait a minute. So you're telling me that Arni Shchara versus Arni Kilavana, by mamonis it's good, but by nefashis it's no good. So then the Gemara says, but that itself is questionable. But Arni Kishchara bedin and nefashis lo. He's saying that's the difference between mamonis and nefashis. If there's a contradiction in bedikas, hakosh and bedikas by the cover of the Arniki. If there's hakosh and bedikas about the color of the money, even in mamonis it's no good. But if it's hakosh and bedikas on the arniki, that'll be a difference between mamonis and nefashis, frek de gemara. But that's so extraneous, that shouldn't bother me even in din and nefashis. The gemara asked the kasha, how can Rabbi say that that's a difference between mamonis and nefashis? For ha'amar avchizde, what if you have a case of din and nefashis? Two witnesses testified Reuben murdered Shimon. So the Bezin says, how exactly did he murder him? They both say that he slit his throat. One says he took a bread knife, and one says he took a pen knife, a small knife. So the Gemara says, Ein ze nochein. That's not accepted. The only time it's a contradiction in Bedikas that he's potter from Dina Nefashis is if they're talking on the act of murder itself. What about they're talking about what color clothing was the murderer wearing at the time that he killed? Or what color clothing was the victim wearing at the time that the murderer killed him? So one says it was wearing black clothing, one says he's wearing white clothing. Harez anach, and that's not even a problem in din and nefashis. So how can Rabbi say that if it's an extraneous thing about what color was the wallet, arniki, the pocketbook, was it black, was it white? So that's a hakosh and bedikas that will pose a problem in nefashis, but not in mamonis. Rav Chisda says the color of the arnikis shouldn't even pose a problem in nefashis. Harez anochen. It's not even a problem in nefashis. So the Gemara says, you're right. Gabra, gabra karam. He said, samachlek is between Rav and Rav Chisda. You can't ask hakasha from one amora and the other. This is a disagreement. So it's clear in the Gemara there are different degrees of bedikas. Bedikas that are totally extraneous. Hakosh and bedikas doesn't bother me. Bedikas that are more integral to the maisa, to the story. So that's over here. Ben Zakkai went to an extreme. Abicham and Zakkai. The murderer killed them under a date tree. Under Te'enim. So the Esbem Tainazu Akzeh Dakin or Akzeh Hagasin. That was totally extraneous. So Ben Zakkai held, even in that case, it's also Akhoshim Bedikas and the Fashas, and he's off the hook. And there are Tanaim who disagree. The different degrees on the mana shocham on the lavan. Rava says even a dinim aminis that passes. Anikishchar aniki levana. Rava thinks that's a machlokes. Rava thinks that's a difference between mamas and nefashis. And the others think not so. So the different degrees of when hakrash and medikas poses a problem, when not. Fine. So again, so there's a machlokes in the Mishnah. It says anis mafata moti shemra is three dayanim smuchim. And the Chachamim disagree with Reb Meir. They say no. Moitzi Shemesh should be by Esr Meshloisha because it may lead to Din Nefashos. That's how the Gemara may lead to Din Nefashos. The Gemara says, what exactly are they fighting about? So the Gemara said they're arguing about Hakoshim Bedikas. So it comes out according to the Chachamim, Hakoshim Bedikas they don't agree with Ben Zakkai. So if there's Hakoshim Bedikas, you will give Din Nefashos. So the Motzi Shem in the Mishnah means that the woman gets the death penalty. So the Rabbi Natam asked in the beginning, it can't be, that was one. The Rabbi Natam had 9 kashas against Rashi, that he rejected Rashi. We answered some of the kashas, we didn't answer all of them. So the Rabbi Natam finds it difficult. How do you read this Gemara? Rabbi Natam says the word Motzi Shem means Me'er Kesef. It does mean Hefzer Aksubin, it does mean the wife is getting the death penalty. It means Me'er Kesef, that the Yisrael Shuran Tzor Asa Me'er Kesef. So what does it mean over here? Reb Meir holds that the husband pays Me'er Kesef because Hakoshim Bedikas cancels the Eidus. Reb Meir holds like Ben Zakkai, it's Hakoshim Bedikas, he don't give the death penalty to the Isha, so the husband has to pay Me'er Kesef. The Chachamim say, no, she does get the death penalty because Hakoshim Bedikas doesn't bother me. It's so extraneous. Extraneous bedikas, that's a makloikas, Ben Zakkai and a Chacham. So Rabbi Natan finds it difficult. What do you mean? According to the Chachamim, they're not judging Me'er Kesef. They're judging that the girl is Chayav Misa. That's not called Motzi Shemra. Motzi Shemra means the husband pays Me'er Kesef. They're talking about a case. Rabbi Meir and the Rabbanon, they both talk in the same case. The husband pays Me'er Kesef. They're just talking that he needed Bezna 3 or 23. So how does the last pshat in the Gemara come up? No. The Chachamim say that she's going to get the death penalty. So it's in Gansen the wrong pshat. So Rabbi Natam has to give a pshat over here. He doesn't like that pshat in the Gemara, that according to the Chachamim, you get the death penalty. So the Tosfos has, on the beginning of the Tosfos here, on Tesam Beis, but look to the Ben Zakkai. So they have about 10 lines in, so it says, the time of the Rabbanim b'Esr Meshloisha, why did the Chachamim say Esr Meshloisha? Because you're going to get din in the fashas. No. That's not called Motzi Shem. Motzi Shem means the husband pays Me'er Kesef. But it can lead up to, you ready, it can lead up to Motzi Shem. So that's what they say. The time of the Rabbanim b'Esr Meshloisha, how can it lead up to din in the fashas? The Tosfos says, Meforish HaBein HaTam, the irony of the case is, Kishehekhishu Edi Ha'av HaKosha Gemura. What happened over here? The husband brings to Edom and say his wife was Mezana. And the Edom and the Bezna asked what color was the painting hanging in the room, in the bedroom where she was Mezana. So one of the Edom says the painting was blue, blue paint, and the other says the painting was green. So it's a machlekes hatanoim, whether you throw out the Edus or not. So according to the Chachamim, that you don't throw out the Edus, so she gets the death penalty. So it's not Motzi Shemra of Me'er Kesef. It's a Chi of Misa. So that's not, doesn't fit in the Mishnah. The first few lines in the Mishnah are talking about Dini Mominus. You get to Din in the first, the next paragraph in the Mishnah. So Rabbi Natam explains, the Iri, in addition to the fact that the two witnesses contradicted each other, the Bedikas, and according to the Chacham, that wouldn't bother me. We would still give the death penalty, but there has to be a reason why she's not getting the death penalty. Why only the husband is paying the Me'er Kesef? So the case is Kisha Edehav HaKosha Gemura. The Edehav come, so it's not that they're Mazim. If there would be Mazim Edehav Baal, so then Tosfos says from the beginning to the end that the Gemara says that on the top of Chesam Beis. If the Maz Meir Abad, then you don't have to be concerned about the possibility that more Edom are going to come later. Who's mu? So that the Eidim Sheker is, you're not going to get any more Eidim later on. You don't have to worry about that. But we're talking Hekishu Eidim Ha'av HaKoshig Mura, not that the father brought Eidim who are Mazim the Eidim Ha'baal, but the father brought in who are Makhesh Eidim Ha'baal. They just say, what are you talking? They went into the bedroom at 9 o'clock at night. There was no one else in there. They went into the bedroom to Daven Ma'ariv. We were there too. We all Daven Ma'ariv. You were there, we were there, all six of us. The boyfriend that you say had an affair with the Eish Hazish, the boyfriend, and you were there, and we were there, and all six of us Daven Ma'ariv. Nobody did any aver at all. Hakosha Gemura. The first two witnesses say the Eish Hazish was Milana with her boyfriend in the bedroom. And Eidi Ha'av come and they say, not true. We were there, you were there, everybody was there. We all Daven Ma'ariv. No one did any aver at all. Hakishu Hakosha Gemura. So how is it possible? So you don't give any din in Farshas. What happened was there was Hakosh and Bedikas. The two witnesses, the husband's witnesses, contradicted each other in Bedikas. Whether the painting on the wall was in blue paint or in green paint. And then the Eidi Ha'av come and they say, the whole story is not true. We were there in the bedroom. No one did any aver at all. So it's impossible to come to din in Farshas. Even if another two witnesses are going to come and say that it's true that she was Mezana, so you have four witnesses say she is Mezana, but two witnesses say we were there, we all Daven Ma'ariv. No one did any Aveira at all. So Trei Kameya, the two who say we all Daven Ma'ariv, not only succeed in contradicting the first two, if another two will come and say Zinsa, it'll be Trei Kameya. So the two say we Daven Ma'ariv. No one did any Aveira. For Afal Gav, the Lekel Amechish Nesadi Achrini, even though there's no concern, maybe another two witnesses will come and say that Zinsa, because they'll also be contradicted by the Eidi Ha'av. Eidi Ha'av say it's not true. We be there, we all Daven Ma'ariv. So Taisa says, Mikom Akom, this is Rabbi Natan's Pshat in the Gemara. He's explaining this. Mikom Akom, Mikol Amechash, Shema Yazim is Eidi Ha'av. Maybe another two witnesses will come and say, not that Zinsa. No, two say Zinsa. Yeah, four say Zinsa, and two say his Palal no Ma'ariv. No, maybe another two will come and be mazim. And be mazim eha'av. It'll come out that the first two eidim will be intact. And it'll be considered ki'ilu they were never hukkashu. Shema yazim is eidi ha'av. And then it'll be, what's the word that's missing? The havi kimo, the loy hikrishum. It'll be considered as if the eidi ha'av never contradicted, because the eidi ha'av will be out of the picture. They'll be huzmu. So you'll be left with the original two Edim that the Baal brought. And what's the story with those two Edim? So the Chachamim of those two Edim, Hakchash and Bedikas, about the color of the painting on the wall, is irrelevant. They don't agree with Ben Zakkai. But Meir holds like Ben Zakkai, so there is, it can't lead up to Din and Nefoshes. Once there's already Hakchash and Bedikas, cannot lead up to Din and Nefoshes. And the Chachamim don't agree with Ben Zakkai. It can lead up to Din and Nefoshes. Right now, there's no Din and Nefoshes. Right now, the of broad Edim, who said a hakosha gemura, not just hakosha medikas, that they can't be mistarfen. They said hakosha gemura, the whole story never happened. We were in the bedroom with you, and she was never zinsen. So that's the one pshat. Inami, how does Rabbi Tam come with such an interpretation? He's explaining why. Because in the first Tosfos, on Ches Amir Aleph, one of his nine kashas against Rashi was, Rashi interprets that the whole topic, that the whole case we're talking about is, husband comes to be mopsed the wife ksuba. Rabbi Natan said, that's not called Moti Shemra. The word Moti Shemra means payment of the knas of Meir Kesev. It doesn't mean hepsed ksuba. So when you get to this Gemara, so it's a problem. The husband brings Eidim, and Krisha Zeh Zeh Bebedikas. So according to Rav Meir holds like Ben Zakkai, so there won't be any Oynish Misa. Rabbi Natan has this wild chiddush, whenever the husband brought Eidim, and the case against the wife fell through, they say, any Adayans, Banamokim, they have Hakosh and Medikas. So Rabbi Natan had a chiddush that the husband pays Meir Kesed. It's unbelievable. Tesis is not happy about the Rabbi Natan. Tesis over here says, Abal Nira Dachik here, the Tesis on Chesam Ebeis, and the long Tesis, Behevi Ha'av Eidim Hezimum. So Tesis has a line, after two lines before Dvarim Chav Beis, four lines before Dvarim Chav Beis, towards the end of the Tesis. So right, Tesis says, אבל נראה דרך מה שפירש רבינו תם נחקר שבלו הזם ומחאי קוצלוי. That's the whole premise of the Rabbeinu Tam. It's wild. The Gemara says in Ksubas that the husband only gets the punishment of Malkus if who's Mo'edov. Rabbeinu Tam holds that's only for the Malkus. For Yisrael says only if who's Mo'edov. But to be Mechayv and Me'er Kesev, if they say any day in this Zman HaMokom, but they contradict each other in Medikah, so also it's Chayv Me'er Kesev. So Taisa says it's unbelievable. They don't accept the Rabbeinu Tam. Right, but that's what the Rabbeinu Tam said. Okay. So Rabbeinu Tam's, that was one of his nine kashas. How can you call it Moitzi Shemra? Moitzi Shemra means the husband pays Me'er Kesev. Ernest Mefatim pays Chamishin. Moitzi Shemra pays Me'er. So it goes on paying Me'er. So when you get to the last pshat in the Gemara, the Rabbanon hold not like Ben Zakkai, so they hold that she gets Doinish Misa. So why do you call it Moitzi Shemra? According to Rabbi Meir holds like Ben Zakkai, so Akosh and Medikas cancels the whole Chiyuv Misa. So the Isha is not going to get Misa, but according to Rabbanon, she gets Misa. So why do they call it Moitzi Shemra? Rabbi Ben Tam says, no. The Gemara said over here, Abaye Omar. Abaye says over here, on the top of Chesem Beis, everybody agrees, Kuli Amo Modu, that Choshishim L'Kvodim Shoshan, everybody agrees, Abaye Omar, it's about 10 lines from the top, Kuli Amo Chayshin L'Elaz, Kuli Amo agreed that Kvodim Shoshan. So what is the relevance of saying Kuli Amo? Rabbeinu Tam says, that's this last story. The husband brought two Edim who are Chisha Zezem B'dikas, and according to the Rabbanon, that the Hakosh Medikas doesn't bother me about the color of the paint on the painting on the wall, so she should get the death penalty. So how come you call it Moitzi Shemra? The answer is no. There's a lot missing. 95% of the story is missing in the Gemara. Hevi ha'av edim v'hikishu Hakosh Gemura. The father brings the edim who say we were in the bedroom and we all daven Ma'ariv. No one did any aver. No one did an aver at all. So of course she's not going to get the death penalty. So we're talking about paying. They're both talking about paying Me'er Kesef. Bein l'Rameir, bein l'Rabbanon. Again, the Rabbeinu Tam is wild. Why should the husband pay Me'er Kesef? If it's a hakosha, Eidi Ha'av say they didn't do anything wrong. They didn't do anything wrong at all. Eidi Ha'av say that the woman was Mizana. So why does the husband pay Me'er Kesef? Because there was a hakosha. The whole thing is wild. That's a shvere Rabbeinu Tam. No Rabbeinu Tam is a pelle. That's what I said. No Rabbeinu Tam is a derchik. They're a derchik, mashapirish Rabbeinu Tam. But this is all part of the Rabbeinu Tam. So if the father's Edom contradict HaKosha Gemura, so the Rabbanon hold it may yet lead up to Din in the Foshes. How can it yet lead up to Din in the Foshes? Because someone may be Mazim, Edi Ha'av, and then you'd be left with the Edi Ha'bal, and the Chachamim hold that HaKosha Medikas is not a problem. So the woman may yet get Oynash Misa. That's the first pshat. Then he says, Inami, another pshat, Airi, Yesh Labal Shnei Kitei Eidim. The second pshat is Chiddush Agabi Chiddush. Inami, this is all in the Sefer Yosha. Inami, Airi, Yesh Labal Shnei Kitei Eidim, Amchish and Zuazu. The husband brings four witnesses who say that his wife was Mizana. And two contradict the other two in Bedikas. So what are you going to say? Choshishim lalaz. Maybe another two Edom will come. Ramei holds like Ben Zakkai. So Hakoshim Medikas throughout the whole case. So if you would have asked me, they didn't ask me. If you would have asked me, I would have said Hakoshim Medikas are not mitzvah from Yachad. If two witnesses come on a case of Nefoshes, one says the painting was blue, one says the painting was green. So you throw out the Edom, you can't accept them. What if four witnesses come? They all say the same thing. The woman was Mizana. Two Edom say the painting was green. The Bezin asked, were there any furnishings? They say, yeah, there was a painting on the wall. Was it a painting? A woman playing the piano in the painting. What color was it? So two Edom say it was blue, two Edom say it was green. So Rav Meir holds that you throw out the Edom. So I would have said, if you have two Edom, one says it was green, one says it's blue, Ein Zanochen. How can you be mitzarf them together? They're contradicting each other. But if you have four Edom, they all say the same story. The woman was Mizana. Two Edom claimed the painting was blue. Two Edom said the painting was green. So what do I care about the other two Edom? He have a cut to Edim say the painting was blue. So these two can't be mitzdarfim with the other two. So you don't need them to be mitzdarfim. Either the painting was blue, the painting was green. It doesn't make a difference what color. They all say the same thing. The woman was mezana. So true, if one would say blue, one would say green. You can't be mitzdarfim together because there's a contradiction. But if four say the same thing and two say blue, two say green, so these two can stand alone, those two. That's a chiddush with the Rabbeinu Tam. The second Inami, the second Shat Rabbeinu Tam, comes up with a whopper of a chiddush. Every line in the Gemara is a whopper of a chiddush. To Rabbeinu Tam, line by line, everything is a chiddush. He starts off with a chiddush that the husband pays mea kesef even if his eidim or lo huzmo. That says the whole thing is a deichet. And then he says the Baal, the father brings eidim who makhish legamrei eidim ha'av. So the husband pays mea kesef because of hakosha, trey. How do you know who's telling the truth? You weren't huzmo. Eidi ha'av, eidi ha'bal menev huzmo. Just hukhashu. So hukhashu, also the husband pays. Everything is a chiddush. So this is also a chiddush. Inami ayri, yesh la'bal shnei kiti yedim, has four eidim. Amachishim zuzu b'bdikas. Two say the painting is blue, two say the painting is green. So it's already no good. Vesok that it's no good. I would agree with Ben Zakkai. I would say it's only if it's one against one, not if it's two against two. Then he says, you don't have to be concerned, maybe another two Edom will come and say that the woman was Mezana. The whole story is so far-fetched. You're going to have six people in the bedroom and that one woman was Mezana. We mentioned when we started the whole Gemara, there's a Gemara in Gittin on Daf Yud Zayin Amar Aleph, in the bottom of Yud Zayin Amar Aleph. So the Gemara says, it's a takanim ed rabbanim b'pnei ma tiknus man b'gittin. Mishnah says there, when you write again, you have to write the date. What day of the week, what month, what day of the month, you have to write the date. So the Gemara says it's only a takanim ed rabbanim. In Atur, you don't have to write the date. And that's the kasha that the Nebuki Yosef asks on Daf Lamed Beis, on the Rif. The famous kasha, the Rav Chaim has a whole essay about why is it the Rabbanan? Eidus always needs drisha v'chakira. Echad din imamus, echad din infarshes b'drisha v'chakira, mishpatech yelachem. All Eidus need drisha v'chakira. So of course a getchad needs man. Every getchad needs man in atar. Isn't it a hagodas Eidus? So why don't you need zman min atar? That's the Nebuki Yosef's kasha. So that's when Nebuki Yosef gives a teretz, we didn't even say it over. Rab Chaim gave a different answer. He had a taina. He shows that the Mukhi Yosef Teretz is not satisfactory. And he gave a different answer. He said the only time in Ma'an HaMakim is if it's Hagodas Eidus Baal Peh. So that Eidus has to be accepted by Bezni. So the din of Drish Mechakir is the din V'Darashta V'Chakarta V'Sha'alta Heitev, the Lashon HaPasik and the Lashon HaRamam and the Sefer HaMitzvus and the Mishnah Torah. It's a mitzvah la Bezni Lidrish V'Lachker HaSa'edim. So whenever you need a bezin to be mekabel eidus, so the bezin has to interrogate them and ask them zman hamokam. If you don't say zman hamokam, you have no right to accept the testimony. What if you can figure out? What if you can conjure up a case, a stunt case, a chetimtze case that you can have a hagodas eidus that doesn't have to go through a bezin? So then you wouldn't need drisha v'chakira. Would you have such a case? Doesn't every hagodas eidus need bezin? The answer is no. Eidim achzman hashtar. The Leuvik authorized Adam to write a shtar halvo at night. Aye, but there's no bezin balayla. How can you mean the Kabbalah Eidus balayla? The answer is Kabbalah Eidus. When you give Hagodas Eidus bal peh, you have to give a Hagodas Eidus bifnei bezin. Yom neshnei hanashim elu Adam lefnei Hashem elu adayonim. That's Hagodas Eidus bal peh. But if you have Eidus b'shtar with the das hamischayev. That's a trick. That's a stunt. You have Hagodas Eidus that doesn't have to go through Bezin. It doesn't have to go through Bezin, so that you don't need Drisha HaKira. So in our Torah, whenever you have any shtar, there's no need for Drisha HaKira. Not only a get isha, a shtar halva also. In our Torah, there's no need for Drisha HaKira because the Eidus is chal keilu nechker, and that's Rab Chaim says. That's exactly the omik loshen of Resh Lakish. Amar Resh Lakish. Eidim achzman ashtar is valid. Even though there was no drisha v'chakir, kemisha nechkara eidusim ebezin. If it would have been a bezin, would have been needed, if it would have given a hagara bal peh, then you would have needed nechkara eidusim. You would have needed drisha v'chakira, because that's a din and bezin, but the rashta v'chakar, the mitzvah, the bezin, the drisha v'chakir, and sa'edim. So eidim asayin ashtar, the hagara sa'edis is chal without a bezin. even though there was no drish v'chakiki, even nechkar edus in the bezna, it's considered as if there had been a drish v'chakira, and as if the bezna had accepted it. Since you don't need a bezna, so you don't need drish v'chakira. That's exactly Rab Chaim's answer. So here, this Tosis has this fantastic chiddush. Inami ayrid yesh lebal shnei kitei edimam chishlu zu bibdikas zulek lemecha shli Rab Meir. You don't have to be concerned about. Oh, so we started to say, yeah. That Gemara get. So the Gemara has. There's a machlekes amarayim. Why did they institute zman midirabbanan and a get? So one amara says because you have to know when Baal is no longer entitled to peris nechsim elul. Once he authorizes the writing and a get, he loses the right to peris nechsim elul. So it's important to know. And the other opinion in Gemara is that we're afraid shem yichap al bas hachoyse. The husband may love his wife so much that even if she's mezana, she deserves an anish misa, he'll try to get her off the hook so she shouldn't get punished. So what's a good way to do that? After he finds out his wife was mezana, he'll give her a get, she'ein bo zman, and the wife will claim, oh, she was divorced way before. She was no longer married to the husband when she had the affair with this with the other man. So why does the other Amora say, why does Rabbi Yechanan not say, Shemi Chapel Basa Chayser? Why does he say, because of the hefsed of the peris nechsim elul? The Gemara said, because nus is lo shchiach. So Tosis writes on that Gemara, the top Tosis on Yud Zayin on the base in Gittin. Tosis says, what do you mean nus is lo shchiach? Unfortunately, nus is very shchiach. By all groups, by all religions, and by non-Jews and Jews. Unfortunately, nus is shchiach. Tosis says, what it means is, znus be'edem be'hasra is lo shchiach. You need, they made a takana to put in zman, in case the husband will want to cover up on his wife, she shouldn't get the death penalty. It's so rare, once in 70 years, who's going to get the death penalty? No, and a woman is mezana, she's going to have Edom in the bedroom. She's not going to have any Edom in the bedroom. So the whole thing is so far-fetched. So here, Rabbi Natam learns, Hashin and Lelaz, we have four Edom, maybe another two Edom are going to come. Come on! There are going to be six Edom in the bedroom. There aren't even two Edom in the bedroom. The whole story is so far-fetched. The whole thing is so strange. So when we started the Gemara first, we did the Rashi. And then after the Bechina, we did the Taisu. So when we learned Rashi, I explained, according to Rashi, you can interpret like this. According to Taisu, you cannot. According to Rashi, you can interpret, Hashina Lalaz means, since theoretically, far-fetched, never going to happen in a million, since theoretically, the case may yet develop to include Din and Nefashas, so we already label it as one of Din and Nefashas. And that's the halacha. A case of din and nefasha needs a bezna of 23. Not because it's really going to happen. It's really going to happen. It's never going to happen. The whole thing is so far-fetched. But since theoretically there exists a far-fetched possibility, it may develop into din and nefasha. I already declare it now as din and nefasha. So that's nicha according to Rashi. Rashi says, this is only, you only say like that, the case may develop into din and nefasha, but it's going to remain the same case. But the Rabbi Natam says, it's not going to be the same case. Rabbi Natam says, we're making the husband pay mea kesef now. But because it may turn around, husband pays mea kesef on the assumption that a wife was not mezana, and he made up a whole story against her. But the case may turn around. Another two Edom may come. It'll turn out that there were six witnesses in the bedroom. Another two Edom may come. Six witnesses on a maisa's nus. Usually there are no witnesses on a maisa's nus. The whole thing is so far-fetched. Another two Edom may come, and then it may turn out that she'll be chayiv misa, so you already need 23 dayonim on the din Torah of hefsed aksuba, or 23 dayonim on the din Torah making the husband pay the mea kesef, because it may develop, a different case may develop. Because kvayim shalav rishonim, we started off with three, and we're going to add another 20, so people will say, there must have been something wrong with the three dayonim in the beginning, why'd they have to add on another 20? Of course, the three were judging on mominus. You need 23 for when it develops into din nefashah, you need another 20. But the Balabata may think, the three must have been not qualified, so mishum kvodim shal rishayim. That's what the Rabbi Natam writes in Sefer Yosha. Choshishim lalaz, choshim lekvodim shal rishayim. Kroivim liyaz deireim shovim. It's kemat the same thing. The difference is that you start off with three, you're going to end up with 23. You start off with 23, you're going to end up with three. But in both cases, we're concerned about a bizoyan to the bezin. If you start off with 23, end off with 3, so people will say they kicked out the 20 because they weren't qualified. That's not why. We thought originally it's going to be nefashis. Now it turns out it's only mammon. They said, that's why you only need three. The 20 went away for some. They went to a wedding or something. So we want to be done dini mammon. But we're afraid kvodim shel rishonim. And if you start off with three and you add 20, so we're again afraid of kvodim shel rishonim. We'll say, why'd they have to add on 20? Must be the three were not knowledgeable, weren't sufficiently learned. That's why they had on three. So Rabbi Natan says that both of them mean the same. Both kvodim shel rishonim. But if it starts with three and it ends up with 23, then we call it laz. All that means kvodim shel rishonim, that they weren't knowledgeable and start off with 23, end off with three. So that's called kvodim shel rishonim. We kicked out the 20 because they weren't knowledgeable enough. So the Rabbi Natan disagrees with Rashi. Here, take a look, the last two lines in the Tosfos Chesam and Beis, Dibra Mascha Choshish and Velaz. In the last two lines, Tosfos quotes Rashi, Lukuntris Piresh, that the only time you talk about Kvodim Shel Rishonim, the only time you talk about Chashishin and Lalaz is, it's going to be the same Din Torah, the same Din Torah, but it's going to switch around, Min HaKotze LaKotze, instead of the husband being mafsid the wife, the ksuba, we're going to make the husband pay. The husband is right. The husband is winning. We're going to make the husband pay. Meyo kesef. It's going to be menakotz alakotz opposite. So then you don't worry about kvodim shel rishonim. You don't worry about the choshishin v'laz. Rashi seems to learn that it's a halacha over here. It's not a kavod adayanim, a kavod atalmid chachamim. Rashi learns choshishin v'laz, since it may theoretically develop to become din nefashah, I already declare it now as one of din nefashahs. So it could be you're right, like the Gemara says in Gittin Daf Yud Zayin, that the Znus be'edim em hasra is absolutely lo shchicha. But still, since there is such a theoretical possibility, so I already label it now as din in the fashas. And since the case began with 23, it started off that there was, we thought there was an issue of din in the fashas. So since the case began with 23, so you have to judge it with 23. But if the case switched in midstream, the case switched, instead of being against the husband, it's for the husband. Now we're switching. It's a different case, according to Rashi. But the Rabbi Natan says, no. Rabbi Natan says, even Tosfos says, Nira Doche. Tosfos doesn't like Rashi's pshat. They say, even if the case switches, opposites, Benakotze, Alakotze, he's still concerned. The onlookers, the Balabatimo thing, they kicked out some Dayanim, but they had out on some Dayanim because someone was not knowledgeable enough. They weren't learned enough. So, according to Rabbi Natan, you're talking a real chashash. What will the people think? So you really think that another two Edom are going to come who were in the bedroom? There were six Edom during this news. The Rabbi Natan Pshat is so far-fetched. This news is Lo Shchicha, the Edom of Hasra. So he's learning Pshat. We're concerned maybe another two Edom will come. It's so wild. Rabbi Natan is very shrewd. Rashi is reasonable. Rashi learns because of the theoretical possibility. I already label it now as Din in the Fash. And Kach Nehmer Halacha, Din in the Fashas, needs 23. Well, because it started off as one, it looked like it was going to be Din in the Fashas, we started off with a Bezdin of 23. Then it turns out it's only Mammonis. So Chayshin Elekvodim Shal Rishanim is a Malitza. What it means is, we already had a Bezdin of 23 Nikva, so the Psak has to be issued by all 23. You can't issue a Psak with less than 23. But the Rabbi Natan learns that it's really a Shaila of Kerovim Devem Lios Shavim. He says that Rabbah and Ula are practically the same thing. Whether you go from 3 to 23 or 23 to 3, in both cases, you're concerned about the kvodim of the original dayanim. So you're talking about real chashashes, a real chashash. Yechoshish, another, going to have six Edom in their bedroom. So difficult. So all Rabbi Natan is very sure. That's what the Baal HaTosfos said. They can't believe it. How can the Rabbi Natan say that? So this Tosfos on Tesam the days, this is what the Bach in the Maharshal and the Afchesam Beis, they both add on by the tiny letter Dalet. Then they have an asterisk on the side. So the Bach and the Maharshal both added on. They didn't get it from thin air. They were just quoting what Tosfos writes over here, but Plukta. They just added it on into the Tosfos, because that's what Tosfos is talking about over there. This is Rabbeinu Tam's Mole Chidushim here. The whole pshat is absent. Too many assumptions. Very difficult. Very, very difficult. Yeah.
According to Tosfos' first explanation of the machlokas by Otzei Te'enim, why would we be choshesh that Edom and the Zeman would come, even though we're not choshesh that any more Edom will come to support the Baal?
Why are you not concerned that Tosis says, why are you not concerned that more Edom will come? So Tosis says, the first two who came, who contradicted each other in the Bedikas, they said there was no one else in the room. Then the father brought Edom, who contradicted them, to say, we were there in the room, and we all daven Meirev, and nobody did any Aveira at all. But the first two Edom who came and said the woman was Mazana, they said there were no other Edom there. So you don't have to be concerned, maybe, when the first two Edom come, you don't have to be concerned about the possibility. Another two Edom will come and say the same as the first two. They won't be makrif each other in Bedikas, because the first two Edom said there was no one else there. But there is a possibility that we'll be mazim, and then the Edei Ha'av contradicted the first two. So then there's a possibility we can be mazim the Edei Ha'av, and we'll be left back with the first two. First two said there was nobody else there.
When the Marshal and the Bach came to the Gears and the Tosin of Chesk, why don't they quote the part about Lohi HaShem Enachem? They only explain...
They quote the Inami and Tosin, about the four Edom.
But don't they also quote the first answer that maybe Edei Hazama will come, but they leave out the part... That the
Edom
testified
by Hashem
Erachem. Right. So don't they seem to be saying that that's a separate explanation?
No, you need the whole thing together.
That's what I mean.
You need it according to the first pshat and tesis. You need what they said before. According to the Inam, you don't need what they said before.
Right, so in the first pshat, why don't the Bach and the Marashal bring it on the Tosna Ches? They leave out that part.
Yeah, that's what it means. You have to add that on. They left out part of the pshat. Yeah. Then there's a line that's recurrent here. Rashi and Tosfos, they keep on saying the same line. On Shabbos, I was looking, I have an Aruch Laner on Sanhedrin. It doesn't say a word on this whole subject. The only thing that he has is, I thought it wasn't correct. He talks about this line in Tosfos. Here, the Tosfos says, on Ches Amid Aleph, 10 lines from the end of the Tosfos. Davke Huk Kashu, Avu Huzmu, Zolech Hashin on the Sade Achrini. Why not? If the Baal brought Edom, that is Tozinsa. And then the Edi Ha'av, Amazim, the Edi Ha'baal, Sulei Chashin and Sadechem, why not? The Mukha Chamilsa, the Asadi, Shakri, Mahadar Ha'baal. What does that mean? I thought you don't have to be concerned because it's far-fetched. Then Tosis repeats it again in the Tosis here, that if Huzmu, I already forgot where it is. Tosfos says he repeats it a few times. It's repeated. And Rashi has it, and Tosfos has it again over here. So the Aruch Laner understood. I thought he misunderstood. He understood in Tosfos like this. If the Baal brings Edom, and the Edei Ha'av Amazim, the Edei Ha'baal, you don't have to be concerned that another pair of Edom will come and say the same thing that the Ish does in, so the same as the first two. Because once the first cut was Huzmu, even if the husband will bring another pair of Edom, we won't believe them, because we'll assume that the line. So the Baruch Laner says there is no such thing. It's against the Mishnah Makas. If the Mishnah has a case, you brought Edom the Hizimim, Bo Edom Hizimim, Bo Edom Hizimim. If you brought Edom and there were Mazim them, and then this person brings another two Edom, we do accept the second Edom. So he says what Tosfos said is against the Mishnah in Makas. I didn't think Tosfos said it. Tosfos never said that. Tosfos said, if there were Mazim, the first Edom of the Baal, you don't have to be concerned, maybe another two Edom will come, because it's far-fetched. It's just not going to happen. The fact that we're Mazim, the first cut of Edom, shows that the husband is just looking for trouble. Mucha milsa da'asadi shakri mahadar ha'baal. Husband is just looking to get Edom sheker. So you don't have to be concerned that he's going to bring another pair of Edom, because it's not going to happen. But if it does happen, he does bring another pair of Edom, there will be belief. Tosfos didn't mean to say they're not belief. I don't think the Aruch Laner was correct at all, just in translating the words of the Tosfos. I don't think he was correct.
Why is it any more far-fetched than Nikis Nachkasha?
Why is it more far-fetched than...
If you're Mazim Nehdi Habal, why is it more far-fetched than more Edom will come than Nikis Nachkasha? It'll be Nachkasha. Even if Tosfos says that if you're Mazim Nehdi Habal, we still are chushin alas. And we are concerned that more Edom will come. But we're mazim.
More Edom may come, yeah.
So, but when we're mazim, we're not. So, yeah. So
mazim means we establish, we believe the mezimim. We assume the first cut was telling a lie, and the husband was looking for trouble. So you don't have to be concerned about the possibility maybe another two Edom will come. But if Hukrashu, so it's Treyutrey, so you don't know who's telling the truth.
But in terms of the possibility that there are other Edom to support the vow, just because these Edom are found to be Zomim, there can be Hakashas that prove more clearly that the Edom were likely to have been liars than Zomim. And if we're Makish them, if we say they completely got the case wrong, that it never happened,
we all have a marriage in
the
room.
That the guy's still alive, so yeah. Why are we...
That's Treyutrey, that's their word against their word. But if he's Imum, then the Torah gives them honest to the Mizimim. The Torah says the first kat is lying. If it's Hakosha, so it's Treyutrey, so you don't know who's telling the truth. I think the whole thing is far-fetched, because the Gemara says in Gittin, so Milsa de lo Shchicha, that Edom should come. So all Rabbi Natam's Prata, the whole thing is far-fetched. It's hard to believe. That's what Tosfos is not happy, but the whole Rabbi Natam. Okay, Genuk, Akan, tomorrow I'd like to... Oh, tomorrow night I'm going to Eretz Yisrael. Tomorrow is the last cheer for before my trip. So I'd like to continue in the next Gemara. I'm Rav Yosef, on Tess on the base. Okay. Yes?
According to the second chat in the...
yes.
It says that the Rabbanon, according to the Rabbanon, if more even come, it's not a problem even though there'll be Hakkosh in the Mar of Shah. It's from the first two sets of Hakkosh.
It's from
the Rabbanon.
I don't understand. There'll be a man.
I bet the Rabbanon, because I put my...